I don't think I underestimated the challenge before I went, but once I was there doing it, it was just so tough.
But you were raising money for your friend's fund.
Did that
spur you on a bit?
Definitely. I was fine just trotting on there in my own zone sort of thing. But then when it started to get really tough, there was one point where I was having to take 5 steps and then stop, 10 steps and then stop. And every time I had that breather, it was, come on, if Scott could do this, if he could get up this mountain, he would run up it. So every time it was getting difficult, I thought of Scott.
Lizzie, you made it almost to the top,
yes.
And then you were very, very poorly.
I was sort of expecting to get altitude sickness maybe when we went for the summit, and I was thinking, yeah, only 500 metres to go. Yes, I can, you know, I can do this, but all sense of distance is just completely distorted on the mountain. And then unfortunately, when we got to Laban Ratta, which is the rest house, to be told that we actually had to go up another 4 flights of stairs up to the hut where we were actually staying. I don't think that went down very well with most people.
That's when the tears came, I think.
I was in a bit of a state, so I just lay on the floor in Laban Ratta, shaking with a blanket over me. If you were able to sort of like move the mountain just sort of further down, I would have done it.
And it really is a pointy mountain at the top.
It is a point at the top. I was expecting a plateau where we could all have a cuddle, take a photograph, get on our hands and knees and thank the Lord that we got there. But it is literally a sharp point which you cling on to with one hand, get a friend to take a photograph with another.
And people go from all over the world, don't they, to see the sunrise. You were saying that actually the sunset that you'd seen the night before was actually more spectacular.
It was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. It was bizarre. It was like being in heaven. We were standing outside the lodge with the clouds below us and the sun setting, and the sky was just so many beautiful colours, reds and purples and oranges. It was just fantastic. And there was evening a lightning storm beneath us. It was just incredible. It really made me feel like an ant. I just realised how small we really are, and just give me such a brilliant perspective on things that it definitely has changed me. And I know a lot of the other girls seeing something like that and getting to the top. I mean, I know a lot of the girls, we all come from different standards of fitness and we all got to different places on the mountain, but every single girl gave it 100%, didn't they?
Yeah.
We all give it absolutely everything. So we're all very proud.